Hello, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, it's Pete from Cardiff. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. Busy. End of the month. I just wanted to ask you real quick here. I got a request from underwriting to grab your Funding Circle contract. Do you have that on file?
The Funding Circle contract. Yeah, I believe I sent that over to you.
I think so. I mean, let me double check here. Yeah, they're asking for it. I would have sent it over if I got it. Let me just double check. Now, I don't see it in my files, but I'm going to look through my email, too.
Check the last email I sent you. And that was the one that you were supposed to send over to underwriting.
Yeah.
They wanted a copy of the Funding Circle and the Rapid Advance.
Yeah, the last message I have here, I have all your applications and the both locations, the merchant statements and all that. And then I got you the Oceanside location bank statement that we're missing. And that was the last, I think that's the last I see of it on the 14th.
Oh, I wonder how they got those. Yeah, because they told me to send it to you unless they didn't get either one. Did they not get either one?
I don't have either. The Rapid or the... Let me check my junk.
No, that was... I think I did it. Give me just a second here. I'll go through my...
Yeah, no worries, man.
My email. Hold on.
So what I can do when I'm done with it is just paste it into here. That's what I did with Loma Linda. I just pasted it in, and then it shows up. But I guess I'll just have to paste everything in and then work out here somehow.
Okay, let's see here. Peter Deegan.
So when you talk about SharePoint,
yeah, November 14th. Funding Circle Rapid Advance.
Oh, into the folder.
Okay, I'm going to resend it to you.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not sure if it went through my junk folder. I just took a look through there. I don't really see anything, but just try and resend it over. I'll get that over to him. You talked to Dennis, right, in underwriting for a little bit?
I think it was Dennis? I'm not exactly
it was,
sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Dennis. I see some notes from him.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised because it seemed I thought you guys weren't going to be able to do it, and then he called back and
sometimes they get things that, so. Last minute. Yeah, I thought that we weren't really going to be able to issue anything. I'm not in underwriting.
Right. So underwriting takes care of that. So it was Dennis. I just didn't. I'm still looking at a couple different options.
Did they get you? I didn't see any numbers. What did he tell you? I mean, I don't have anything in front of me. He just told me he talked to you real quick.
Yeah, I think he came back and said the most they would do, I think, was 113 or 118.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's more than I thought.
Pay off the one. I guess my biggest concern, I probably need to call him back because I'm looking at a couple, is prepayment penalties. And they're obviously on that loan, it's a short-term loan, but it's a real high, if you want to call it interest payment, it's a real high interest.
Okay. I don't know if there are prepayment penalties on most of our loans don't have them, but again, check with Dennis. I don't know the exact program that you're in or any, you know, the details there.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to be looking at a lot of that stuff this morning, and then I'm, you know, calling back and just kind of verifying where I'm at with those, so.
Yeah, shoot the contracts over to me. I'll give them a heads up. You're going to give them a call later this afternoon, and you guys can touch base and hash it out.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.